Well, good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, your community radio station. And joining me in the studio, Ken and Rachel Fate, here to talk about an exciting new transition happening here at the studio and also just what's coming up on our KCAW calendar. Welcome to Morning Edition, Rachel and Ken.
Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I'm going to let you folks unveil the new transition. Be the ones to talk about that.
Well, Rachel and I have been hired as the co-general managers of Raven Radio. And one of the first questions that really folks have is, when do we start? And that the answer to that is that we'll be fully co-status by November 1. And so I submitted my resignation earlier this year to be effective at the end of October, the final day of October, which is the Stardust Ball, actually, October 31st. And so we'll get to that Stardust Ball in just a minute. But the my full-time position will run through October 31st, according to the resignation. Now, because this hire has been made, we will be transitioning earlier, beginning probably at the end of September. Rachel will begin coming in and continue that process through October, and by November 1st, we'll be at full co-status.
We'll be ready to go.
Well, you two have long been a team here at Raven Radio. Now you're an official team. What might that look like?
Well, we'll focus on different things. Ken will continue to focus on big projects, big picture, and I will focus on office systems and management, archiving, things like that.
We've used a carpenter analogy in our discussions about what we wanted to do with our own lives and our projects at home. Tend to follow the same thing. I'll rough in whatever it is that we're building, and then I want to move on and then go work on that other project. And so I tend to not enjoy or be very, very good at the trim, the finishing, the sanding, and the staining. That's where Rachel really takes the lead.
I like that part.
You like the details.
I do.
So this is a relationship that works in your personal lives. Now you're going to translate it here into Raven Radio. And this is a personal transition for you as well as an organizational transition. How was it making that decision, and how does it feel now that you're moving in?
It feels so right. We've talked a lot about what we want most in our life, and we came up with one of the things was working together, if possible. And once we made that decision, well, Raven Radio needed a general manager. And that seemed like a really good fit, and we wanted to know if it could work, and it looks like it will, and I have no doubts that we will be able to do this, be good for us and for Raven Radio.
We've spent the last couple of years looking at our what next, which it became an actual document, because instead of, I guess, a midlife crisis, we went to work a couple of years ago thinking that the next phase of our lives we wanted to plan instead of just react to. So we went through a midlife thoughtfulness and are still very much doing that. And so the document of what next includes a lot of different dreams or plans. And one of those became that in order to move on and do something different, that I would need to step back from being full-time general manager, which is a job that I have loved for 11 years now. But that to make space in our personal and professional lives, that I'd need to ramp down somehow. And so we decided I'd have to resign. And painful decision. Mm-hmm. We talked to a lot of family and friends for months and months, and finally went and through with that. Once that was done, then we were in earnest looking at what we were going to do next, because part of it was that we didn't know. We did not have an idea of where we were going to land. And in that discussion is when we realized that working together was indeed our top priority. Mm-hmm. And we talked to a few different people around town, and realized that Raven Radio was an option also, and so then we applied. So that's another question people have asked is, did you know this all along? And the answer is no, not at all.
No.
We had to do it the way we did it for the avenues to open up.
Yep.
It was a very intentional process, and in engaging that process, you opened up space.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, there are some things coming up. As you mentioned, Ken, there's the Stardust Ball on the 31st. So things are going to keep chugging along.
Yes.
Well, and Rachel and I have hosted the Stardust Ball for over a decade, I guess.
Yeah, golly. I think about 15 years.
And we are excited about this this coming Stardust Ball on Saturday, October 31st. It is on Halloween itself. And the band is going to be coming up from Seattle. They're a 12-piece funk band. And
Eldridge Gravy and the Court Supreme. They're fun to watch, and they sound great.
And they dress up on every show already, so they're
tailor-made. They're set for the Stardust Ball. Yep. Are we going to have our costume contest?
Yes.
The costume contest will be part of it, so everybody should be thinking about costumes already.
And I'm sure you have. It's been 14 or 15 years of you co-hosting with fabulous costumes. I don't suppose you'd give us a hint as to what's in store this
year. Well, this year it actually is we're not going to keep it a secret just because of everything that's gone on. So we decided to go ahead and Rachel's going to be a and then I'm going to be
Oh, no. We're having broadcast issues.
So it should be pretty fun, as you can tell. Also, don't forget about the lip sync. That's going to be active. And so if you've been thinking about the lip sync, get a hold of the station, 747-5877, and we'll help you out however we can.
And a big thing is the Stardust Ball will not be at Centennial Hall as usual.
It's going to be in the Odess Theater at the Allen Auditorium. And as such, it's going to be smaller. Mm-hmm. So we'll have a cap of 500 people instead of a cap of 700 people. So tickets will be, the price will go up to compensate for that with state budget cuts this year that are affecting this fiscal year for Raven Radio, tens of thousands of dollars. It just isn't possible for us to not have that be a major fundraiser for us, which it always has been. So the ticket price will go up a little bit. The band is awesome. It's definitely going to be worth it. The party is going to be fantastic.
The venue is wonderful.
The venue is beautiful.
Yeah.
Get your tickets soon.
Yeah. And so we'll have them available for the members at the mug level in mid-October, and then they'll be for sale to the general public the day after that.
Okay. Well, what else is coming up on our calendar?
Well, our fall drive will be at the beginning of October, and that's where you can make sure that you're a mug level member if you want to get first shot at those Stardust tickets. But I do invite everybody who appreciates Raven Radio on broadcast or streaming or through stories on the internet to make sure that you become a member and continue this excellent service, especially in this year where state budget cuts have reared their head. Also, we have the municipal election candidate forums that will be coming up, and you can watch for those at the beginning of October, maybe a little bit at the end of September. We'll certainly publicize those, and then, of course, live coverage of the municipal election results we'll have for you as well. Raven Radio is also busy. We've got a winter fellow that we are right in the process of hiring that will be here through next winter. And, of course, Emily Kwong, the last year's Winter Fellow, has done so much wonderful work here. We look forward to meeting a new contributor. And then we also have a reporter that we're hiring because the wonderful Rachel Waldholtz has been hired by the Alaska Public Radio Network to host, to sit the energy desk. So we're in the middle of a reporter hire. So we'll have some new faces and new names to share with you soon.
Wonderful. And Rachel, we just have a few minutes here. What's the first thing you're going to do when you come on board as co-general manager? First few things you're
going
to do.
Well, I'm certainly going to create and organize some systems with payroll and accounts payable, receivable, things like that. I'll be working with retail. And archiving, which I'm excited about, which it would pertain to the, keeping track of everything, the history, But also, I mean, it's already happened, but also keeping track of day-to-day things, records for the station, for posterity, things
you're
like that.
You're already get your hands dirty organizing. Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations to both of you, Ken and Rachel.
Thank you.
Thank you.
New co-general managers.
Very excited.
And have a wonderful day. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.